Hello. The first selected question is number 5, where it says, "Please tell us where you're from. What is the capital of your country? And describe your county, your country." Sorry. I'm from El Salvador, and that's San Salvador, the capital of El Salvador. So in the city, that's where I live. I'm Salvadorian, and San Salvador, it's not like a huge country, El Salvador. So it's probably not as populated or as big as other cities, but it's a really, really nice city. It has everything you need. It has malls, shopping centers, pretty much everything you need. There's a Walmart, McDonald's, Wendy's, movie theaters, what a city has, except it's not that big. And of course, like every city, it has a lot of traffic, a lot of unwanted traffic. And it has a very, sometimes it gets pretty humid weather, but it's very summer-like weather most of the time, except in those seasons of like Christmas seasons and things like that, like the month of maybe November and the first days of December, it starts getting a little cold, not so much, and only at night, but it helps a lot. And it has a lot of, the beach is pretty close, so it has a lot of places to go to the beach. And there's a lot of nice restaurants to go to. And we have amazing food. Our main country dish is pupusas. Hope you guys tried them once. And that's pretty much it. Now I will go ahead and read the paragraph here. So here I go. It says, as the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path, and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but she settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation throughout her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he is my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time, and he is doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. Sorry. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his claws dirty hand to her, but he smiled knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again. And that's the end of it.